local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hello again. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here in the studio with you, not joined by Joe, but rather Steve. Steve Taylor, how are you, my friend?
Well, doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Unfortunately, it's like I just started the talking. Bit the inside of my cheek. Ouch. I guess I'm hungry. I don't know.
We're off to a great start this hour. Let's see. Just about 5:10. So we've got some time before our first check of the roads and weather. We'll get right into our top three stories. Obviously, the biggest one of the day is going to be Atlanta, preparing to host the first presidential debate of 2024. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will be on stage at the CNN studios for the first of two currently planned major debates ahead of this November's election. The 90-minute event will begin at 8 o'clock tonight on News Radio Pensacola.
And most voters are predicting Donald Trump will do better than President Biden in tonight's debate. That's according to a survey from the New York Times Siena College. They found about 60% of the registered voters believe Trump will do very well or somewhat well in the debate. Meanwhile, 46% said the same for Biden.
Yeah, I often hear a lot of people agree that, like, Trump is a good debater in the sense of, I think he knows what to really harp on. Like, you know, this isn't supposed to be like an argumentative thing. It's just a matter of what he'll say, what he'll really like pinpoint, and he'll try to bring you down to his level sort of thing. And it's going to be interesting to see how Biden reacts to that. And I think I said it the other day, just seeing how Biden behaves in general. I think that's a big concern for a lot of people.
For me, this is going to be a very different format than what they had 4 years ago, because their microphone is not going to be on unless it's their time to talk. There'll be no audience. So it'll be interesting because each one will be, of course, asked questions. They'll be able to answer the question without being interrupted by the other guy.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm surprised they haven't done that sooner, at least in regards to just debates as a whole. But anyway, whatever. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. The third top three story is the Supreme Court issuing a ruling allowing emergency room doctors in Idaho to perform abortions. This means a lower court ruling that allows doctors to perform abortions in emergency situations will stay in effect for the time being. This comes after, of course, the news we discussed yesterday regarding an inadvertently posted document or something that was implying that, hey, you know, maybe this is going to be the case. And turns out it is.
And they made it official.
Yes, they did. And our top local story here, Pensacola police. Of course, we had that footage of what was his name? Daniel Sigmund. That was the first name. Daniel. Yeah. Daniel Sigmund being attacked is how it appeared on video. By Pensacola police, but they say that they completed the investigation into the recent viral video that surfaced, and they said that the force was reasonable, justified, and within policy.
And here's what Mike Wood had to say about that.
They pulled the vehicle over. They knew they were going to have to arrest this individual, and when the individual started to resist, that left the officers no choice. When a person resists arrest, the officers are bound by law to effect that arrest. They can't just back up and say, you know what, I don't feel like fighting today, it's too hot outside. We'll go approach him in a couple of days and try this again. That's not how the real world works. We have to effect that arrest. When they tried to do that, the individual began to fight with the officers.
That's Pensacola Police Department spokesman Mike Wood.
Yes, and that's the thing. They said, WEAR covered it at the top of this hour. It was something about how, like, he was going to just get a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt, but he allegedly got out of his car or something like that. Yeah.
Didn't follow instructions.
There you go. And Mike Wood says that the closed fist strikes that were especially controversial in the video are within the policy, and that fighting with officers simply isn't pretty. The suspect, as we said to start, was 35-year-old Daniel Sigmund. His family believes that the force was excessive, and both Sigmund and the officer were treated at a local hospital. Luckily, though, neither of them seem to have any major injuries, and Sigmund has been charged with a traffic violation, drug possession, battery, and, of course, resisting arrest. Let's see. Just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, so if my mouse can work with me here, I can navigate the map. We do have some minor issues just in usual areas, whether it be North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Olive Road, Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 86. 87 and even Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. However, the main problem that we had last hour and still currently is if you are traveling eastbound on I-10, going over Escambia Bay Bridge and approaching the Avalon Boulevard area, didn't have an accident or anything around there, but we just had a lot of traffic and a lot of rain, and luckily drivers were being safe, slowing down. So we still got some pretty lengthy backups there, but outside of that, there's not too much going on. Steve, how's the weather?
And looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, that traffic backup there on I-10 is strictly because of the heavy showers that seem to be just stationary over that area. Wow. And tonight, we expect more rain showers at times, low about 81 degrees. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high about 88. It's 88 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Excellent. All righty. Carrying on with some other local headlines here. The U.S. Department of Transportation awarded nearly $5 million in a grant to redesign approximately 3.5 miles of Cervantes Street. The project area is from North W Street to the Bayou Tahar Bridge. As reported in the PNJ, the new design will include complete street enhancements for pedestrians, bicyclists, transit, and motor vehicles, as well as lane elimination, speed management measures, tree coverage, and even intelligent transportation system components.
That sounds like that's good news for that area.
Yeah.
Well, guess what's coming up next week? Independence Day. Not yes. The movie, but the actual holiday. Many people are stocking up on fireworks, of course, in Escambia County, but even though a 2020 Florida amendment designates Independence Day as a firework holiday, those wishing to launch their own fireworks show in the city limits of Pensacola may be stuck with a civil fine due to ordinances grandfathered in prior to the new legislation. You see, if you live within the city limits of Pensacola, it is unlawful to discharge fireworks. If you live outside of the city of Pensacola, launching fireworks is legal, but only on designated holidays. Be wary, though. Escambia County's daily noise ordinance remains in effect. So if your neighbors are complaining about your little fireworks show there on your front lawn, law enforcement may show up at your door.
Honestly, that's the thing. I love how it says that. If your neighbors complain,
right.
That's the deciding factor. Come on.
In Escambia County.
Yes, in Escambia County. If you realize it's July 4th, you know people are going to be doing fireworks. You know that it could go a little bit late. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that even if it is a mild inconvenience, you won't call. I would assume it would have to be something pretty heinous.
Well, it could be. It depends on how late you send it off on your front lawn.
Yeah, it's not. It's not New Year's. Yeah. If you're doing fireworks at 1 a.m., it's like okay.
Yeah, and of course, neighborhood dogs are not very happy when the fireworks go off.
Yes, there are a lot of people worried about the fur babies out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Strive to Thrive 2035 campaign is underway in Pensacola. The city is asking residents what they'd like the city to look like a decade from now, with many attending an open house at City Hall last night. Steve, we have a clip from that, right?
Yes, we do. Some of the people basically gave their opinions.
I'd like to see it a lot more walkable community. It's great the way it is, but it could be a lot better.
Climate change is going to be an issue for all of us. We live downtown, so and our house that we bought has been flooded twice.
And those are some of the residents who attended the open house at the City Hall last night.
Yes.
And the city's partnering with consulting company Gale, who helped collect the data from those residents at the open house last night. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the data will help determine the city's future, and you still have time to chime in with your opinion online. Basically, go to Pensacola2035.com. Again, that's Pensacola2035.com and state your opinion of how you'd like to see the city be in about 10 years from now.
And Escambia County deputies investigating yet another shooting in the Montclair neighborhood. A woman was shot last night around 6 p.m. at Florel Way and Bel Air Road. Deputies say the woman was shot in the shoulder. She was taken to the hospital, is being treated, but there's no word on the severity of her injuries. Investigators said that shell casings were found at the scene, and this is the fourth shooting in the neighborhood in just over a month now.
Well, here's some good news. A kidnapping victim is safe, and the man who allegedly took her is in custody. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that Olvin Vasquez Martinez was arrested for kidnapping a 4-year-old girl, Alma Lisette Morena. She went missing yesterday, but was found safe. There's no word on what connection there was between the 24-year-old suspect and the girl.
Well, and as you said, good news there. The kidnapping victim is safe, and the kidnapper, or at least alleged kidnapper, is in custody. That's what matters. Let's see. Just about 5:19. We'll take a quick break. When we return, some state and national news, along with another quick check of the roads and weather, of course. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tonight at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
I think that's a little bit too hardcore of an intro for you and I, Steve, or you and me, rather.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're
kind of rocking out with it.
Yeah, we're pretty intense once you get to know us. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. A little bit early to our traffic and weather update. Not really too much, though, so it doesn't really matter. Just about 525. We'll get another quick check. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. We've got some typical evening backups there. Same with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Olive Road. A couple other spots giving us typical evening traffic are Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound for, towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, and the main spot is going to be I-10. This is if you're traveling eastbound, coming over the Escambia Bay Bridge and heading towards Avalon Boulevard. Still got very far-reaching congestion there just because of a lot of rain and some standstill traffic. But outside of that one major area, there's not much just standing out as unusual at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, speaking of unusual, though, that shower that is basically pouring down on everybody on I-10, for, looks like from Scenic Highway all the way to the county line between Santa Rosa and Escambia, it's just stationary. ThreatNet radar really doesn't show it moving at all, and that's why everybody's slowing down, hopefully to be safe on I-10. In the forecast, showers on and off at times tonight, low about 81. Tomorrow, high of 88 with showers in the morning and cloudy weather in the afternoon, maybe more showers. It's 88 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, Steve. Getting into our state headlines here, a couple big headlines from Ron DeSantis. The governor vows to stop what he calls an unconstitutional power grab by the Biden administration. DeSantis responded yesterday to the U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. Dr. Vivek Murthy calls firearm violence a public health crisis that poses a serious threat to the health and well-being of our country. DeSantis accuses the Biden administration of using the public health bureaucracy to violate the Second Amendment, and he says it reminds him of when unelected bureaucrats used public health as pretext to deprive citizens of their rights during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis also is not supporting a bill which is focused around water quality at the Florida beaches. He vetoed four measures yesterday, including one that would have required the state health department to take additional steps if bodies of water did not meet quality standards. Under the legislation, the agency would issue health advisories and close access to waterways when necessary. DeSantis says he made protecting Florida's natural resources a top priority, but this grant of power to the department over local beaches is ill-advised, according to the governor.
And six Florida insurance companies will offer lower rates later this year. How about that?
Did I hear that right?
The state's Office of Insurance Regulation says that six of at least eight insurers who filed for reductions have been approved. In the latest report, the agency states that 10 other companies have filed to keep its prices the same this year. Insurance Commissioner Michael Jaworski believes that the rate decreases are a sign of the governor's ongoing commitment to ensuring a reliable market for policyholders.
Well, a former Manatee County pastor is facing child sex crimes charges. The sheriff's office gave an update earlier today saying 43-year-old Jonathan Elwing is accused of buying child porn online by using cryptocurrency. During a search of his phone, authorities say they found images of Elwing sexually battering a kid under the age of 12. This is a pastor, mind you. The 43-year-old resigned from his position at Palmview First Baptist Church last week. Understandably.
Yeah, how sickening. And three people are facing charges in connection to a major North Florida drug bust. Columbia County police say that deputies found more than $1 million worth of cocaine while they were conducting a training exercise with Lowndes County deputies late last month. One of the suspects, Hector Villarreal, was allegedly caught with the drugs inside his rental car after police say he was pulled over in Lake City after failing to stay in his lane. After the discovery, a three-day sting led to the arrest of two others. Villarreal is facing up to life in prison. Steve, what's going on now? Nationally, man.
Well, the Supreme Court is stopping the Biden administration's controversial good neighbor pollution rule. You see, the plan would have forced states to cut their emissions to reduce the amount of smog that drifts across their borders. Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia all challenged the federal rule, calling it too costly and ineffective. The 5-4 decision is to grant a stay, but it doesn't really totally nix the plan, but it does place it on hold until, I guess, they make a final decision on that.
Yes, and I mentioned this last hour. I want to say we've had debates before where you do have games where you can, like, and you even mentioned it could be a drinking game if somebody says woke or this or that or whatever. Well, the New York Post has a game for viewers of tonight's presidential debate. The newspaper has a bingo card on its website. You can mark every time you hear a specific phrase or word uttered by either President Biden or former President Trump. Some words include, of course, woke, voter fraud, rigged election, and Hunter Biden.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a quick game.
I was about to say, I think just about all of that would be mentioned by Trump. Yeah. I don't know how much of this would be mentioned by Biden, but nonetheless, Trump likes to talk. So maybe when he's when the mics aren't muted, we'll be able to hear some of those.
Right. Well, the trial for the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students may begin in June of next year. Judge John Judge set a tentative timeline today in a court hearing in which the prosecution and the public defender for Brian Kohlberger. They agreed to the trial starting next summer. Kohlberger is facing four counts of first-degree murder for allegedly breaking into an off-campus home back in 2022 and fatally stabbing the four students. The prosecution has said they would pursue the death penalty if he's convicted.
And police in Baltimore have released details about disciplinary action they took in response to a deadly mass shooting that left two dead and 30 injured last July. Police say a dozen employees have been disciplined, including two who have been fired. An investigation into the mass shooting uncovered policy and misconduct violations, and the employees who have been disciplined are eight sworn officers and four civilians. The violations include false statements, neglect of duty, and misconduct. Prosecutors filed charges against five people in connection with the incident, and their trials are pending.
Wow. Oklahoma State School Superintendent is requiring all public schools to have a Bible in every classroom and that teachers incorporate it into their curriculum. Superintendent Ryan Walter says all districts must comply with his directive in accordance with academic standards and state law.
When Joe and I were covering Louisiana incorporating the Ten Commandments,
right,
we would have bet our lives that there's going to be a lawsuit.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
And the ACLU is on it in a minute.
Right.
This is going to be no different. We're going to see a lawsuit about this probably in about half an hour.
Yeah.
5:30, our music's playing. That means it's time for our Fox News break. When we return, some sports headlines, health, business, and science, and all that good stuff. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden, former President Trump will share the stage tonight for the CNN presidential debate. On Air Force One on the way to Atlanta, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that the president is ready to speak to voters.
Whenever there's an opportunity for the president to speak directly to American public, in this instance, it'll be millions of Americans watching, he takes that opportunity very seriously.
The Trump campaign says they hope the CNN moderators are fair to the former president. That CNN presidential debate, 9 p.m. Eastern, will have a simulcast on the Fox News channel. The Justice Department charging 193 defendants in a health care fraud scheme involving $2.7 billion, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We allege that the defendants purchased these drugs at steep discounts from black market suppliers and then resold them to pharmacies with falsified documentation designed to conceal the true source of the medication.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A divided U.S. Supreme Court is invalidating the Securities and Exchange Commission's use of in-house legal proceedings to discipline those it believes have engaged in fraud. This means that people accused of fraud by the SEC have a right to a jury trial in federal court. The highest court added the in-house proceedings the SEC has used in some of its civil fraud complaints violate the U.S. Constitution. Meanwhile, ahead of tonight's debate, the U.S. economy's performance in the first 3 months of the year didn't turn any heads. The government's latest estimate of first quarter annual growth rose slightly to a paltry 1.4%. The increase in GDP was the smallest in nearly 2 years. Good news, though, U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 36 points, the NASDAQ Composite was up 53, and the S&P 500 went into record territory up 4 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelbum, Sports Minute, sponsored by Dick Machine Records and Petty Country, a country celebration of Tom Petty. I had 3 reactions to the first round of the NBA draft. Minnesota won the first round by trading for Rob Dillingham and also landing Tyron Shannon Jr. I was shocked that Zach Edey was taken 9th by the Grizzlies, but I actually loved the pick. Finally, I couldn't believe that Dalton Connect wasn't a lottery pick, and the Lakers got an absolute steal with the SEC Player of the Year going at 17. I'm Zach Gelb.
Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty, bringing the top talent in country and Americana music together to create a 20-song tribute to Petty's dynamic musical legacy, including Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, George Strait, Carly Pierce, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Lainey Wilson, Winona, and more. Petty Country, out now, sponsored by Big Machine Records.
July 4th doorbusters are here at Lowe's, so don't miss your chance for big summer savings. Right now, save $30 on a Project Source 18-inch sink bathroom vanity. Was $129, now just $99. And save $10 on a Never Kink 50-foot hose. Was $29.98, now just $19.98. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows savings. Offers valid through 7-1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Once again, we're not seeing anything that's really standing out as far as typical congestion. Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, is slightly backed up. Same with Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Pine Forest Road, heavily congested, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile, approaching I-10. Also got some minor issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. The only spot that's standing out for being anything out of the ordinary is I-10. We've still got some very slow-moving traffic there because of some heavy downpours if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 going over Escambia Bay Bridge and approaching Avalon Boulevard. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather is kind of wet, especially along I-10 there, which you just described, slowing down the traffic. But we expect more showers again on and off tonight. Low about 81 degrees. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high about 88. It's still kind of warm and humid, 87 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and in the rain, Milton has 82. That's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Getting into some sports headlines here. So round two of the NBA draft has wrapped up.
Oh.
The big story was Bronny James going 55th overall to the Lakers. We didn't know if he was going to get selected or not.
Yeah.
But it looks like LeBron's stay in L.A. is just now all the more of a guarantee. I think this was just the Lakers locking him down late in the draft. Like, he was one of the last four or five picks. So I think they just chose him to be like, okay, he's on the board. Let's get him to make LeBron happy. They've built everything else around LeBron. Why not this too?
Yeah.
It looked like no one else was going to get him anyway. So it's like, okay, if we're going to head in this new direction, we're going to get this head coach that LeBron likes. We ought as well, you know, we ought as well scoop up his son. That was because LeBron was on record as having said, if you want me, draft my kid. Mm-hmm. So they got him. Don't know how big of an impact he's going to make, but nonetheless, not a huge climax there on that whole storyline. We also had the first round, of course.
Which was yesterday.
Yeah, we had that. What's the word? Wrap up, I guess. I guess we had the first round unfold. That's it. We had the first round unfold last night.
And then it was folded.
Yes, and then it was folded. Number one overall for the Hawks was 19-year-old French forward Zachary Rizache. He was the first of four French talents to be selected, first of three in the top six.
French.
Yes, French. Isn't that insane?
Like, I know. I never thought of the French as being really strong in basketball.
Yeah, I mean, they've produced, you know, as I said, it's a very international game as far as the type of talent we see. Like Luka Doncic, he just made his first finals appearance. He's, oh gosh, what is his nationality? It's obviously something European. I can't remember. But then we had like Jonas Valanciunas, he's Lithuanian. Nikola Jokic, he's Serbian. You know, so we've had guys like that. And we've had a couple of French guys like Rudy Gobert, and I think Victor Wembanyama's French as well. But yeah, three in the top six, four in the first round, that's wild.
Yeah.
Other notable first rounders included Kentucky's Reed Sheppard. He went third overall to the Rockets. Followed by UConn's Donovan Clingan. He went seventh to the Trailblazers. And Purdue's Zach Edey went ninth to the Grizzlies. Steve, the New York Knicks made a move the other day. They got Michael Bridges from the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
But now they've made another big move with someone who is already on their team. What can you tell us about that?
Well, if I could pronounce his name.
I'll tell you this. It's pronounced exactly how it's spelled.
Ananobi.
Yes, OG Ananobi.
Oh, OG Ananobi. Okay. sounds like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He intends to sign a five-year $212.5 million contract to return to the New York per ESPN's Adrian. Oh, another interesting name.
Once again, though, it's pronounced how it's spelled.
Wojnarowski.
Wojnarowski.
That was close. Good. Anyway, the Knicks acquired Ananobi through a trade earlier this year, and he played a big role in their eventual two seed in the Eastern Conference playoff bracket. The news of his return comes just after New York acquired fellow forward Michael Bridges from the Brooklyn Nets. Yay, Brooklyn.
Yay, Brooklyn. You lost one of your best players.
Yeah.
No, but New York, the Knicks are doing pretty good right now. And Ananobi, it looked like he was going to toy with free agency for a bit, and then I guess he negotiated with the Knicks, and now they've just made a pretty hefty commitment. So the Knicks, they saw that they had lightning in a bottle. They've got potential in the weaker half of the NBA, so they're going to try to roll with it. I mean, I think that's pretty smart. In the MLB, so we did have the Braves losing to the White Sox. They lost 1-0.
Oh.
Yeah, how lame is that?
Well, depends on how good the pitching was.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, the White Sox, they've been, they may officially be the worst team in the MLB right now, so that is not a good loss for the Braves, especially with how unimpressive it was.
Yeah.
But then we've got the Marlins at Phillies. That got underway about 20 minutes ago, and the Marlins are losing 1-0 to Philly in the top of the second. And we also have the Guardians at Royals at 7:10. That game's going to be televised on FS1.
That should be a good one.
Yeah, the Royals are decent, but the Guardians, they're 51-27 on the season right now. They are currently the top team in the American League. And as a Guardians fan, I am very happy to be able to say that.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I was there when we went to the 2016 World Series and blew a 3-1 lead to the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, so. I was there in 1996 when they blew the World Series to the Marlins.
Well, that's the thing. We lost multiple, and I want to say the Braves, you know, the Braves were great in the 90s, and their only World Series win, if I'm not mistaken, was over the then Indians.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they've made multiple World Series, but they haven't won one since like the late 40s, I want to say. So yes, a franchise of modern heartbreak for sure. A couple of NFL headlines very quickly here. NFL wide receiver Randall Cobb and his family have been the victims of a house fire.
Uh-oh.
That's according to Instagram statements made by both Cobb and his wife. His wife's name is, now see, this is a confusing name, Steve. Aida?
Aida, I think
that's it.
Yeah.
I apologize if I messed that up. Both stressed that they, along with their three sons and pet dog, I think his name was Louie or Lewis, are safe, and they voiced appreciation for their friends in the Nashville Fire Department. It is not yet known what all of their home and belongings are salvageable, but hey, everyone is safe, so that's all that matters.
That's a good thing.
And Steve, we've got, you know what? Your name's Steve. I'll have you handle this story.
Okay. Former state safety Steve Gleason.
Yeah.
That's a name I can read. Has been selected to receive the 2024 Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs. That award is dedicated to those who possess the strength and courage to overcome adversity, and no one embodies that definition like Gleason. The 47-year-old New Orleans legend was diagnosed with ALS. back in 2011, and received a Congressional Gold Medal for his fight against the terminal disease back in 2020. His time with the Saints is headlined by a punt that he blocked against the Atlanta Falcons back in 2006. Which set up the Saints' first score since returning to the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, NFL Films did a walkthrough on that entire situation with Katrina and the Saints returning in 06, and that famous,
right.
Punt. And it is, I mean, it's very powerful. So, of course, congrats to Steve Gleason there. Just about 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Once again, we've just got some, you know, typical congestion on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess, Pine Forest Road traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, and then maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The most issues are still going to be on I-10. That's if you're traveling eastbound coming over Escambia Bay and approaching Avalon Boulevard. No accidents, luckily. It's actually the exact opposite. Drivers being careful in the downpour, and they're just slowing down. Steve, how's the weather?
And the weird thing is that shower has been there for about an hour now.
Yes.
And it's stationary. It's not moving at all, and it doesn't look like it's going to dissipate anytime soon. So if you're there on I-10, just be careful, be patient, you'll get home. And we do expect showers tonight, off and on tonight, about a little bit low, about 81 degrees. Tomorrow, more showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, maybe more showers then, high about 88. It is relatively cool, 87 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in the showers in Milton. That's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
If it's relatively cool for this time of year, I'll take it.
Okay.
Health, business, and science here. Boeing facing sanctions for disclosing details of the investigation into the 737 MAX door panel that blew out during a flight in January. The National Transportation Safety Board said today that Boeing on Tuesday shared information that hadn't been cleared, violating an agreement with the regulator. The agency also said that Boeing mischaracterized the investigation as looking for a person responsible for the door panel, when instead it's looking for the probable cause of the accident. The NTSB is working with the Justice Department and said Boeing will no longer have access to investigative information, and Boeing hasn't responded to the announcement.
Well, maybe we better call Bruce Willis and company, because scientists, they're saying not to worry that there are two giant asteroids hurtling towards Earth right now. The European Space Agency says an asteroid about a mile wide will be zipping by Earth this afternoon, right about now, at about 4 million miles away. It poses no threat, but they say it's the closest flyby on record of any asteroid that size. On Saturday, another huge asteroid will zip past the planet. The recently discovered asteroid is a lot smaller, about 800 feet wide, but it'll come a lot closer, at about 180,000 miles from Earth. Figure that, because the moon is 243,000 miles out, so it'll basically be closer to the Earth than the moon. Scientists say there's no risk of that one hitting us, but at the same time, they noted if it did, it would cause considerable damage. Understatement.
Yes.
Ask the dinosaurs about that.
I love that they're like, you don't have to worry about it, you know, but
yeah,
maybe hypothetically.
Worry. Yeah. If it did.
Yeah. I mean, that's not really comforting at all, but thanks, scientists, I suppose. An AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon outage left some American customers outside of the U.S. unable to make calls or send messages. The three major mobile carriers say it's due to issues with a third-party vendor.
Uh-oh.
Good day to be an American, I suppose.
Well, here's the latest data on weekly jobless claims. Fewer Americans are requesting first-time benefits. The Labor Department says they received 233,000 claims in the week ending June 22nd. That's a drop of 6,000 from the prior week, and not far off from what most analysts had been expecting. Mm. That's good news.
Yeah.
Positive news.
Very nice. And Wall Street closed in positive territory today. All eyes are on the release of tomorrow's Consumption Expenditures Price Index report, as that's what the Federal Reserve uses to gauge inflation. Investors hope that the report shows prices are easing so the central bank can lower rates at some point later this year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained gained 36 points to 39,164. The S&P 500 rose 4 points to 54,82. And the NASDAQ gained 53 points to 17,858.
All positive.
Yes, absolutely. 5:48 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, some pop culture notes, followed by wacky stories and some good news to finish off the hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tonight at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Two, three, four. Ooh-hoo. 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 Ooh-hoo.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:52 here. We're going to get right back on track. It's amazing how I cannot even make a simple segue. That's quite quite upsetting. Anyway.
Actually, I have a situation too, having bit the inside of my mouth.
Yeah, we're.
It kind of hurts when I talk.
Yeah, we're a bit too we're a bit too. What's the word? Not I can't remember the word. Whatever. The bottom line is we are not professional. 5:52. Getting into some pop culture notes here. The first trailer being released for the Mel Gibson directed Flight Risk. The film stars Mark Wahlberg as a pilot transporting an air marshal and a fugitive to trial. As they enter the Alaskan wilderness, it's revealed that the pilot is actually a hitman sent to kill the fugitive.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, plot twist. The rest of the cast includes Topher Grace and Michelle Dockery. Flight Risk is going to hit theaters on October 18th.
Well, Prince Harry is receiving an ESPYs award for his work on the the Invictus Games. ESPN reports he'll receive the Pat Tillman Award for service at the annual ceremony next month. Harry co-created the International Sports Competition for Wounded Veterans and Active Duty Military back in 2014. The 39-year-old son of King Charles served a decade in the British Armed Forces himself.
Wow, all right. I mean, that's good for, or that's it's good for him, but yeah. Also it's good to.
And I remember when he was doing that and was wondering, being, you know, in the position he is in the British royalty, was he getting any kind of like a really easy assignments or not? But no, he served like everybody else.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's a good, you know, it's good news for him, but also considering that he's been a pretty polarizing figure recently and he's had his issues with the royal family and that's a pretty refreshing bit of wholesomeness there. Marilyn Monroe's Los Angeles home is now considered a historical landmark. The L.A. City Council voted unanimously Wednesday to give the home in L.A.'s Brentwood neighborhood the designation. The current owners of the home had planned to demolish it and combine it with the property they own next door. They have filed a lawsuit against L.A. claiming the city rushed the historical landmark process and violated city codes. The 2,900-square-foot home was the only one ever owned by Monroe, and it's where she died in 1962.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see how somebody would say, that historical home over there, I'm going to knock it down and put up some kind of a, you know, bigger house.
Well, especially considering that they have a house, like, right next to it. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Come on. That seems a little bit selfish.
Well, there are shoes and there are shoes, but a famous pair of blue suede shoes worn by Elvis Presley is going up for auction. That iconic footwear is up for auction on Friday and Saturday. British auction house Henry Aldridge and Son is handling the sale. It's a size 10.5 shoe, actually two of them. Of course, you have a pair. And they were worn by Elvis on the Steve Allen Show way back in 1956. Of course, you remember that.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know me.
Of course. The bid starts at $70,000 if you want them. The shoes are expected to bring in about $150,000.
My goodness.
Yeah, if you get them, don't step on those blue suede shoes and keep them nice.
I can't afford to step on them. You're absolutely right, sir. 5:55 here. One last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. So we've, as I said earlier, had the typical congestion on Pine Forest Road traveling southbound towards I-10. Still have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But the biggest problem we've been having so far this evening is if you are traveling eastbound on I-10, coming over Pensacola, or Escambia Bay Bridge, rather, and approaching Avalon Boulevard. However, while that congestion is still prevalent, it's not nearly as bad as it was, and it's basically not even touching the Escambia Bay Bridge anymore. So if you're having problems in that area on your way to Avalon Boulevard, they hopefully should not be holding you up for much longer. Steve, how's the weather?
It's kind of wet, especially if you're there on I-10 and all that traffic. We do expect more rain showers tonight at times, low about 81. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high about 88. And right now, 87 degrees in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and in the rain there in Milton, it's 80. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. Getting into a couple of wacky and weird stories here. I built it up last hour talking about how much of a football fan I am. And, you know, as I said, it's called American football. Like, that's what people call it.
Right. You can differentiate from European football, which is soccer.
Yeah, you can also call American football tackle football. You can call it gridiron football. But it's American football. It is an American sport before it is, any other
USA
country.
USA.
Exactly. So you would think that Americans are going to be the best at it, but that just wasn't the case this week. In a pathetically shocking twist, the U.S. lost to Japan.
Japan.
41-20 in the under-20 World Football Championship semifinals. If you don't know much about football, we lost by 3 touchdowns. That is what that means.
Yeah.
Just upsetting news there.
That's
obviously, it's not like honestly something that's like, oh my gosh, this is a travesty, but it is a matter of how in the world did this happen? I think it's just honestly puzzling to people, considering that if anything, if there's ever going to be an upset involving America in international sports, it's typically going to be America doing something beyond what was expected of it, like cricket when we beat, I think it was Pakistan recently, or like soccer when we beat England or like tied them or something, and that was like a big deal. It's like when we do that, that's like a huge thing. Even the Miracle on Ice back in the 80s, like, oh my gosh, America always defies expectations in a good way. This one was quite upsetting.
It's almost like Canada was always known as hockey, you know?
Yeah. And then Florida.
And of course, Florida, with a place with no snow or ice, guess what? We got the Stanley Cup.
That's not as much the U.S. beating them. That's more Florida, of all states, beating them after blowing that 3-0 lead.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Well, something going on in California and also now Colorado.
Right.
Basically, people flocking to see stuff there. And what I'm talking
nice,
about.
Nice buildup.
Yeah. A small Colorado town is suddenly a very hot place to visit. Many people have been flocking to Bellevue, Colorado to see a monolith that popped up on a hill. Yep, monoliths popping up here and there and everywhere. Well, this one is a shiny structure over 6 feet tall. It's about 70 miles outside of Denver. And the lady who owns that land where it's at checked it out and, like everybody else, is asking where it came from because it just appeared. She jokes that aliens do not drive and wonders if kids or maybe a local artist did that. Whatever the answer, the monolith is not going anywhere because it's bolted to a cement pad. And I still wonder how they got it there without being noticed.
That is pretty insane. But she's probably right. Just someone did it. And it could have very well been tied to the monolith we touched on in California the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Some good news here very quickly. A 400-million-year-old fish species has returned to the Oregon Zoo. It's called a Pacific lamprey. And they're often suctioned onto the glass, showing their sucker-like mouths and rings of sharp yellow teeth. They stay at the zoo through the winter and are transported to tributaries of the Upper Columbia and Snake Rivers once they're ready to spawn. So that's pretty cool preservation facts there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. WEAR coming up, followed by Hour 3. Stay tuned, please.